WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray announcing suspect Tyler Robinson is facing 7 charges in the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. It includes aggravated murder, a capital offense.
Following the press conference, I am filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty.
ABC's Pierre Thomas says the state also detailed a mountain of evidence, including text messages from Robinson and witness interviews.
It's clear that they said that there had been changes in the past few months and weeks where he'd become more left-leaning, in their words, according to authorities today. And clearly, the relationship with the roommate, authorities, I'm told, are examining that in terms of the roommate who was transitioning from male to female, according to authorities, and his belief that Charlie Kirk, in their words, was sowing hate.
Robinson will appear virtually in court later today to face charges. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's a special election in DeForest today that could shake up the village board. Voters are trying to recall village board member William Landgraf. He voted for a plan to remove fluoride from the village's water supply earlier this year, a story we followed closely at the time. According to WKOW, Alicia Williams and Stacey Peterson are challenging him. The outlet reports the top two vote-getters today will advance to an election October 14th. That's unless one of the three candidates today wins a majority. If someone gets that majority, it's final and they win the seat. We'll have results in tomorrow's newscasts. Meanwhile, a bill that would require state employees return to the office instead of working remotely has passed the state assembly. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The bill's author, Pleasant Prairie Republican Amanda Nedweski, says it simply does what Democratic Governor Tony Evers should have required, and that the administration has failed to provide sufficient oversight of state employees who began to work remotely during the COVID pandemic. The measure will need to pass the state Senate before going to Evers, who would likely veto it.
And a local Madison music legend has died. Herb Frank was the co-founder of Frank Productions, now FPC Live. He and his wife Sylvia moved to Madison in the 60s. The State Journal reports they were only supposed to be here temporarily and then they would head out to California, but they fell in love with Madison and they stayed. They started Frank Productions in 1965, and under their leadership, Madison scored huge music acts. His late wife Sylvia is the namesake for the Sylvie, which has quickly become one of the top 25 music venues of its size in the nation. The State Journal reports Frank's son says his dad had Alzheimer's for the last 5 years. Herb Frank was 91 years old. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a 5-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL. Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game. We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So, obviously, the first drive, it negated a touchdown, and then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple of pre-snap penalties. We had a couple of penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Sunny and summery today with highs spiking to the mid-80s. We put that on repeat for Wednesday as well. Thursday, little change. And for Friday, more clouds out there and chances for showers and thunderstorms. With a wet weekend, a windy one, and slightly cooler too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Susan Kearns from Milwaukee Film joins me to talk about a really sweet event. Then renowned Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter Trapper Shep joins me and shares his amazing music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX. A Mad City State of Mind.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome to hour number two of the big program on this Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along for hour two. Let's take another look, Zommers, at for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, whatever, X. Another beautiful day in downtown Madison as we look at the old Sam Davidson street cam. Leaves just a tinge of yellow at the tops of some of those trees there. Sun is out. Can get out and touch grass, as the kids say. Very good. Many thanks to Kira Saban, positive psychology midlife coach, for being our guest last hour. You can find all of her work again at Thrive with Kira. ThriveWithKira.com. Some really great reminders, Zommers, that we do have power to control our reaction to life events, to world events, and it's normal to get down, but a little bit of that, maybe a little more than a little, is up to us to how we react and go forward with it.
And also, one thing that I think that I really appreciate about Kira is that those are things we need to hear. And I could see that kind of message still feeling discouraging coming from somebody else. But from her, it feels empowering, as opposed to being like, oh, here's another thing you have to do in order to feel okay. It's like, No, you get to do this. You can be in control of this.
Because she said before, like, it's okay to not be okay.
Right.
And we all get there. We all go through those times. But I think what she put out there today, and check out this. Everything we went through today was on her Instagram post, Kira Saban. So thrivewithkira.com or Kira Saban, S-A-B-I-N. Check it out. Really great stuff. At the bottom of this hour, we are going to be joined by our colleague, the host of Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, the one, the only, Pete Schwabinator, is going to be here. And looking forward to a great discussion. Sad news this morning, great actor, director, Robert Redford passed away this morning at the age of 81, was it?
I thought it was 89.
89, sorry. Yes, 89. 89 years old. So I'm going to be talking about the life and times of Robert Redford a little bit later on in this hour. And what's worse is straight ahead as that as well. I want to go here. And I had this queued up last week and then we didn't do it for obvious reasons, the news of the day. And I think it's great to follow up what Kira talked with us about last hour, that we have choices. And this might come from an unlikely place, but hope you continue to listen. This is from Awful Announcing. It's a great website, by the way. deals with broadcasting and not just radio, but all broadcasting. But it's also like things that appear on television. And they did a great interview in Zomers. Maybe you can help me if it's on the clip where exactly this is from and who's interviewing Jim Nance. Is a podcast?
Yeah, it's Jimmy Traina.
Thank you.
And it is SI Media or SI Media. Yep, I'm sorry, SI. I'm not familiar
like
with
Sports
it.
Sports Illustrated, yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yep.
It's Jimmy who again?
Jimmy Traina, T-R-A-I-N-A, interviewing Jim Nance.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, make sure we get the attribution in there. And we're going to pick it up, and Jimmy Traina is going to set this up. And he's talking to Jim Nance, who celebrates his 40th year in broadcasting, one of the great play-by-play announcers of all time, in my opinion, at CBS. And talking with Jim Nance about what's changed in this industry, and he gets into, do we really all need a hot take? And I think it's just a good reminder from a sports point of view that when things happen in our lives, in the world, we don't always need to rush to our cell phones, our smart devices, and do a hot take. Here is Jimmy Traina talking with the sports broadcasting legend, Jim Nance.
Three. I want to get your take on something I read recently, and then I'm going to end with a ridiculous question. I want to get your take on this because I saw this. This comes from John Oran's newsletter. He spoke to Tirico. Mm-hmm. And Tirico had an interesting comment about basically kids. I don't know if kids is the right word, but younger people today don't really aspire to be play-by-play people. They're looking more at the hot take stuff. I'll read you what Tirico's quote is here. Again, this is in John Oran's newsletter on Puck. I do notice when I go back to school now, you find more of the students who are interested in being hosts and opinion makers and less who are interested in being play-by-play announcers. The celebrity factor becomes the magnet, and the idea of coming through the ranks is not there as often as it once was, at least in some of the students I see. What has been your experience with that? You think Mike's onto something there?
I think he's got an accurate read on it, Jimmy. I really do think that it speaks to the power of social media, hot takes, creating conversation, and they think that's the business, and they think that's what they want to get into. I'm sure that Mike also gets a tremendous amount of mail and inquiries from kids that are in high school or in college. I'm fielded all the time.
Yep.
And it's one of the honors of my life because I used to be one of those kids that was writing letters in my time. But most of them, when I try to distill what it is they want to do, I say most of them, not all of them, but I would say it's over 50%. They want to be famous.
Right.
They want to be on TV. They want people to hear them. And I'm going to go against the grain here. I'm sure Mike's wired the exact same way. That was never the hook. It was the story and the ability to be a storyteller that was the draw. It had nothing to do with trying to get your face out there, your name out there, or say something profound. It's just different. It speaks to the way we work today. Everybody's got a hot take on everything. And you know, it's okay not to have a hot take on everything. People feel like they're incomplete if they're not able to converse and have something really sharp and edgy to say.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that way. But I do think business is losing out on having a reservoir of play-by-play guys because everybody is drawn to the idea of being on camera.
Right.
That is Jim Nance on SI, Sports Illustrated, and talking to Jimmy Traina there on that podcast. And he just nailed it, in my opinion. If you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, Twix, right behind me is my name, literally in lights, or at least a screen that's lit up. The Todd Allball Show. This is why I'm bad at self-promotion. Because, like, I don't care that much about promoting myself. I love having this show every day. It's a huge honor and responsibility because of what Jim Nance just said. And Zomers, correct me on the air if I'm wrong. Have I not told you that the best shows are when I say the least, in my opinion?
I mean, yeah, that's that. There have been a few things you've said that make the best shows. And that is one of them. When you have people who know what they're talking about and you let them get on a roll and share a story and tell a story, that's one of them. Right. Yeah.
And that's why I loved having people like Kira Sabin on. That's why I love that Pete Schwab is going to be on. I like being the traffic cop, so to speak, that you give them the wave and the green light. Come on, let's okay. And then a yield. We're getting close to the break and got to stop here. And then we go. I love the storytelling part, like Jim Nantz said. I mean, sure, of course. I mean, it's fun to come on and give your opinion, but that's not what drives me.
Right.
That's
me
what
either.
That's
what, yeah.
And you either. That's not. It's the opportunity to help tell other people's stories. And with that, in my opinion, is a huge responsibility, right? To get it right. And I realize this from a sports angle, Jim Nantz being longtime play-by-play guy. But I think it's applicable to everything else. That so many, particularly, I'll say it, young people, they want to be famous. And there, unfortunately, in my opinion, have been people who have made a lot of money. Think of the Kardashians. They're famous for being famous. I'm not sure they have any other real talent. And so it's like being an NFL player, right? It's less than 1% will end up there making a living. But everybody, not everybody, but a lot of young athletes, you know, oh, I want to be in the NFL. Brady Ewing and I talked about that last weekend, going to the Brewers game together, when he talks to kids in schools. And he tries his best to say, I'm very thankful that I had the opportunity to play in the National Football League, but here's what else that you don't know about me that I'm equally or more proud of: to be a husband, to be a dad, to be a friend, to work in my community. And it's a great reminder what Nantz just said there to me. And I hope the rest of you find it helpful that we don't all need to rush out and have a hot take on everything. Getting the most clicks, the most likes, having your voice out there. Sometimes you're better served, as my great math teacher Andy Spies likes to say, pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. 17 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Yes. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 10 news talk sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, this is good because I've said this earlier this year. I broke down and bought a subscription to FanDuel because I wanted to watch the last 2.5 months of the. And I'm not sorry I did, by the way. I listen to some of the games on the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network on some of our fine affiliates, but I also like to watch it. So timely, timely indeed. The category today, what's worse, subscriptions or purchase? Subscription or purchase? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. The example. Maybe my FanDuel one wasn't a great example, but
that's only a subscription.
That's only a subscription. But the example is for those that still use Microsoft, you can purchase Microsoft 365, a software program that has like Word in it and Excel and whatever, or you can subscribe, or you can be an idiot like Todd and do both.
Oof.
I purchased a long time ago, and then it's like when I got my new computer a couple years ago, it's like, oh, it's run out, but you can do a subscription, and so I'm like, fine.
Oh, well, then I thought you meant you did both simultaneously.
No,
like you bought it and then also subscribed.
But I feel like I didn't have to subscribe it because I purchased, I don't know. I can't figure any of those things out.
Well, eventually, but they only come with so many updates when right. You buy it.
Thank you for defending me.
No, that makes perfect sense.
What's worse, subscription or purchase? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. PJ, watching on YouTube, says subscriptions are worse because in the long run, it's more expensive. Thank you, PJ. Appreciate that. That can be very true, right? It's like financing something. But you might not be able to afford the big thing all up front. So if you want it now, it's cheaper to subscribe, but you're going to pay more money over the long term. subscription or purchase. What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app, or hit us up on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. We'll come back, answer those questions and more on the other side. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax, but the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are ruining our lives and planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos's wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles, and that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I want to see you peacock. You peacock. You peacock. You peacock. I want to see you peacock.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Zomers has dialed up little Katy Perry because, yes, last year, in order to watch some of my Wisconsin Badger basketball games, I was forced. Now, Mom would say, did anybody really force you? Well, yes. If I wanted to watch them, I was forced to subscribe to Peacock, the streaming service of NBC. By the way, a nice note. Thank you very much, Ardith, who is watching on Facebook. Ardith, I was talking earlier about, you know, we try to tell stories of our guests. It's not about me. It's about our guests. Ardith says, watching on Facebook, says, I think you bend over backwards to compliment and give promotion to all of your guests. It's one of the reasons I listen, watch your programs. Please don't change. Well, thank you, Ardith. That's very kind. I had good teachers. Good parents, good grandparents tried to impart upon me to be respectful to others and lift others up. So I don't always meet that, but if I do, it's because of them. So thanks, Ardith. What's worse, question this day, subscription or purchase? Subscription or purchase? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Kurt in Madison on WMDX. Kurt, subscription or purchase? What's worse?
Well, I'm going to have to say subscription, and I'll qualify it like this. I'm sure everybody's experienced what I'm going to talk about, and that is you find something you want to try and use, you sign up for it.
Yep.
And by default, you're subscribed. You have to go out of your way to hunt them down,
right?
Jump through turtles and canyons and caves to kill it.
I still am getting things in my email from the Atlanta Falcons when Brady Ewing was drafted by the Falcons. I don't care about the Falcons anymore, but I still get this crap. You're 100% right, Kurt.
No, thanks.
Thank you very much. 855-752-4842. Zomers?
Have you tried to unsubscribe?
I think, yes, before. I don't know. I'm not hitting the right buttons. I'll have to pick your brain.
That's fair. I just wanted to ask because I know I've been like, wow, this is so annoying. I get this every day. And then I went in and unsubscribed, and I was like, wow, I should have done this years ago.
Subscription or purchase? What's worse? Let's go to the phone lines. Jimmy in Madison on MDX. Jimmy, subscription or purchase? What's worse?
I think it depends, but Kurt did hit it on the nail. But okay, so I come from the days where back in the day I was a web designer.
Mm-hmm.
I kept all of my stuff on hard drives.
All right.
If I lost those hard drives, I lost a lot of my product if I didn't have it backed up. But what happens with a lot of people is they have this huge collection of personal music.
Right.
They have it on a hard drive.
Yes.
And then it gets killed. So what I'm saying is, for instance, I'm an iTunes subscriber.
Yep.
I think it's cool to let them store my music, and I'll pay them to store my music and keep it safe. That's the way I have to look at it to justify.
But you don't own it.
I don't own it, but I can download it anytime.
And I'm in the same boat. I'm not criticizing, by the way, because I'm in the same exact position. I'm in the same position.
They make it extremely difficult sometimes to do that.
Yes.
And when you go to unsubscribe, I hate it when they say, okay, what is your password?
Oh.
Now I've got to go dig deeper. So
you're speaking my language. Yes. You're speaking my – I wish I had more time up against the clock. Thanks, Jimmy. We appreciate the listenership of the call. 855-752-4842. Dolores, listening in Madison on WMDX. Dolores, subscription or purchase? What's worse?
I say subscriptions, because you forget when you have it, mm-hmm. and then you keep paying and paying and overpaying, especially those gym subscriptions, you know, you pay, you go the first month, 2 months, and then you keep paying. Right. Anyways, but I wanted to tell you, Todd, also about Spectrum. They have a lot of, you can have access to Peacock for free through the Spectrum app.
Really?
The Spectrum services that you have... Yes, you have a Spectrum. You have access to Disney, Paramount, Hulu,
Dolores,
all the 9 yards.
We don't have time right now. If you're a new listener to the show, I am at war with Spectrum. It's going on 2 years.
Oh.
And if you could help me end my war, I would love it. I don't have time, but through no fault of my own, in my opinion, I can't get out. It's a dreadful cycle, but thank you for the call. A callback, if you work for them, let me know because I'd love some help. And I want a detente, you understand? I want to end my war with Spectrum. What's worse, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, subscription or purchase? Mike, a brand new listener in Madison on MDX says neither when it comes to adult websites. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Len in Madison says, I believe subscriptions are worse. Subscriptions usually will have quote-unquote strings attached, many of which you may not even be aware of.
Yeah, along that note, on YouTube, Cam in Appleton says, for higher purchases of electronics, they're writing into the user agreements that they can shut off your device because you don't truly own it anymore.
Well,
yeah, I know Tesla and some other electronic cars were doing like, if you want your seat heaters, you can pay a monthly subscription. Otherwise, we just won't let you use it, even though it's in your car.
Brett in Brown Deer on AUK says, I like a purchase better because I'm done paying after a purchase, and subscriptions are worse when they become a hassle to cancel them. Megan in Sun Prairie, subscriptions are awful. Not everything needs to be a dang subscription. They're easy to lose track of, and people end up losing money more money than if they just buy the thing outright. Matt in Middleton says, I think the subscriptions are worse. It's like insurance, as they will always get more money out of the deal than the worth of the product, like PJ said. How about that? Also, our friend Jerry Perry, Jeff Perry, says subscriptions are worse. I hate them. I avoid subscriptions if at all possible. Often, if subscription is the only option available, I will forego the transaction altogether. Zomers, what's worse?
Jeff's not alone on that one. I mean, yeah, I think We don't have time to get into it. There are reasons where subscriptions can work, but nowadays, everything is a subscription. It's getting ridiculous, and it costs so much money for stuff that's generally a worse product.
I think subscriptions are worse. This is a good time to remind you, subscribe to the Civic Media newsletter.
That's free.
We would love to have you do that. Stick around. We're going to talk about the life and times of Robert Redford with our friend Pete Schwabe of Nightlight on the other side. Farm News is next. It's the Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Gary is feeling very bearish to broker Ryan Yonkman. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Tuesday. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. Ryan is vice president of EverEgg, and the vibe he's picking up from today's marketplace is that you better be thinking about managing risk. Right now, he's seeing global production increasing and overall demand not yet appearing, and this is taking prices lower. He explains some strategies dairies should keep in mind.
If we plug in the idea of 135, 140, or even 50 cheese, that market's got $1 to $2 of downside pretty easy. So we still are suggesting here, dairies, be smart, get some floors on this thing, and really look at it holistically. Cattle is starting to act different, still near its all-time highs, but it's turned over. And I really think the only way most of us can make money next year is you've got to attack all angles. If you hedge dairy and leave cattle open and that thing changes quickly, I think that's where most our margin is. So we really are being careful about making sure all sides of the equation here are protected if you're going to play that game.
Ryan Yonkman, along with us, vice president with EverEgg. Stick around. We'll take a look at closing dairy markets after this.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whiffle's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whiffle's Country hits like She Thinks My Kernel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whiffle's Hybrids.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with a red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
When cheese markets closed this afternoon, the fluid milk contracts were trading higher. The October contract was up 18 cents at $16.66 a hundredweight, and the November contract up 14 cents, trading at $16.39 a hundredweight. That lift was reflected in the cheese price, the 40-pound block, up a penny at $1.62 and three quarters. If we take a look at AA butter, that just continues to see lower movement in the marketplace. Today, AA butter closed down a nickel at $1.77 per pound. As we heard earlier from Ryan Yonkman at EverEgg, these are bearish signals in the marketplace. If you'd like to listen into that full conversation, you can at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
Sunny and summery today with highs spiking to the mid-80s. We put that on repeat for Wednesday as well. Thursday, little change. And for Friday, more clouds out there and chances for showers and thunderstorms. With a wet weekend, a windy one, and slightly cooler too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Herman's.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing.
Kidding me?
On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on.
And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe will join us.
And believe it or not, we'll have more good news.
Oh, it's really good.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 till 8.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Tuesday, September 16th. The iconic song, the theme song there from the great movie The Sting. One of those movies that made Robert Redford an icon. His family, his agent announced that Robert Redford passed away this morning at the age of 89. The Academy Award winning actor and director, one of the biggest movie stars to ever grace the screen and whose startlingly magnetic per charisma in films such as Butch Cassidy and The Sundance Kid, The Way We Were, and The Sting made him the icon that he was. Barbara Streisand, who starred alongside Redford, the 1973 romantic drama The Way We Were, said the Hollywood legend was, quote, one of the finest actors ever, unquote, in a tribute today on social media. Here to talk about the life, the times of Robert Redford, what he meant to the world of entertainment, to movies, the one, the only, the guy that means a lot to us, to me personally here, our entertainment guy. You can hear him every evening on Nightlight from 6 until 8 with Pete Schwabba joining us via StreamYard, the one, the only, Pete Schwabba. Pete, how are you?
I'm well. Is that all I get for the opening, though? Is it,
do you want more? We can gin it up a little bit.
I'm well, buddy. How are you? Great to be here.
Well, now that you're here, it's great. I appreciate you doing this on short notice. Obviously, we don't know when these things are going to happen, and I appreciate you being available because, you know, I could sit here and read news stories on it and give my personal reflections, but what I love about this is, for those that I can't imagine who, but might not know your background a little bit, share with people a little bit. You're not just a radio host for us, but you've been in entertainment and film industry a long time. Tell people the lens you're looking at this through.
It's interesting, Todd. Like I've been a writer and I lived in LA for years and sold some movies. And so I see what goes into the process. And it makes me, when a guy like Robert Redford dies at 89, I mean, that's a great run, but it is really the end of an era. And every time one of these Hollywood kind of titans passes away, I think, who's next? Who's going to fill those shoes? Ryan Reynolds? No. Maybe Leo DiCaprio. He was just such an old school guy. His private life was pretty private, a lot like Paul Newman. Mm-hmm. He just made great films, and that's not by accident. Because what I just said, like going through the process and you see how, you know, I had one script that got mucked up. Everyone had good intentions, but they did too much. There were like too many cooks in the kitchen. And to do what Redford did and make all those great films like Paul Newman or even a Tom Cruise, that just shows how smart they are and how savvy they are about the material and what they're choosing. He was a legend, you know.
One of the things I learned today in reading the great CBS, the Sunday morning folks, they just do really great, I think, at covering entertainment. Yeah. And they have a couple of great pieces out today. I was reading one of them. You probably already knew this. I didn't until I read it this morning. But, you know, maybe is most popular in terms of just general people, but maybe not, Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, that the studio did not want to have anything to do with him because he was young and fairly unknown. And in fact, it was Paul Newman, who was, 11 years his senior, who had to go to bat for him. And then Redford repaid that later on.
Yeah, that's a great story. I heard that years ago, and I think it's, I mean, it's a testament to his talent, but, you know, I think the studio tends to always give pushback when someone is unproven, and especially if they're willing to spend the money to get someone with a name next to Paul Newman. But yeah, I think at that point he had only done maybe The Way We Were, and that was kind of a romantic drama. So I could see the studio side, but I love when I hear stories about how someone sticks up for someone and says, this guy's got to be the guy. And that more or less kind of launched him onto the scene and started the you know, his long career.
And then later, fast forward a number of years, it was Redford that went to bat to the studio and said, no, I want Paul Newman in The Sting, because it was almost like, well, maybe he's too old, you know, now, whatever. And it was Redford that got Paul Newman in The Sting later on. So I
did not know that. That's fascinating. And you know what's interesting? The Sting is one of my favorite movies.
Me too.
He played the music, the Scott Joplin music. I've grew up listening to my grandma and my dad play The Entertainer on the piano. It's always been some of my favorite music. And when I saw that movie for the first time, I fell so in love with all elements of movie making, you know, the sets, the acting, the music, the writing. And my one issue with that movie, and it was totally nitpicky, was this handsome blonde guy from the streets of Chicago. I'm like, because Paul Newman, you kind of buy, and Henry Gondorf, and all these great characters, but like, I don't know, he looked like, and he was born in Santa Monica. He is a California kid. So that to me, I had to kind of suspend my disbelief at 15, but I did, because he's such a good actor, and very quickly you forget and you just lose yourself in his performance, you know.
I know you said Zomers a couple of clips here, obviously kind of hard over radio, but we're going to still play them. First one is from The Way We Were. You want to set this up?
Yeah, this is Barbara Streisand running out. She's got all these groceries, and it's been years since I've seen the film, but this is an iconic scene where she's telling him why they have to hang out together. And he's in uniform, I think just released from the service. And it kind of speaks for itself, but it's just their quirky, flirtatious ways that are so great on the big screen.
Robert Redford and Barbara Streisand in The Way We Were.
Hi, Bill.
Hey. I wasn't sure when you'd be home. How are you? Look, I don't know when I'll be back. Could you leave a key or...
No, you can. I've got steaks and baked potatoes and sour cream and chives and salad and fresh baked pie. I would have made a pot roast. I make a terrific pot roast, but I didn't know whether you ever had pot roast or whether you like pot roast. I mean, anyway, there wasn't time because it should be made the day before. So I got steaks with all my ration stamps. And you must be hungry because, I mean, with all the hotel hunting, you couldn't have had time to eat or anything. I mean, you can't go yet. You've got to stay for supper. That's all there is to it.
What kind of pie?
Barbara Streisand, Robert Redford, seen from The Way We Were. Redford passed away today at the age of 89. Redford and Streisand, for my money, Pete Schwab, is there a more dynamic couple on the screen?
No, they were great. I mean, I didn't really appreciate that movie or Barefoot in the Park or like until I got older. That wasn't my type of movie. But then I just, kind of fell in love with the pairing. I mean, Barbara Streisand is great. Mm-hmm. And Robert Redford is so natural on camera that, yeah, they were a great duo. No question.
Other clip that you sent, the film that made Robert Redford was Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid with Paul Newman, one of those earlier films. There's a scene, set it up for us, Pete Schwab.
This is the two of them pinned in. They're on the side of a mountain and they think the jig is up basically. And they're trying to figure out if they're going to fight or flight, and they don't have many options. They're about 100 feet up on a cliff. And it's just Robert Redford and Paul Newman at their best.
Kid, the next time I say, let's go someplace like Bolivia.
Next time. Ready?
No, we'll jump.
Like hell we will.
No, it'll be okay. If the water's deep enough, we don't get squished to death. They'll never follow us.
How do you know?
Would you make a jump like that and you didn't have to?
I have to, and I'm not gonna.
Well, we got to, otherwise we're dead. They're just gonna have to go back down the same way they come. Come on.
Just one clear shot, that's all I want.
Come on. We got to.
Nope. Get away from me.
Why?
I want to fight them.
They'll kill us.
Maybe.
You want to die?
Do you?
All right? I'll jump first.
Nope.
Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim!
Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, Paul Newman, and Robert Redford, who passed away at the age of 89, discussing it with Pete Schwab, a host of Nightlight.
Yeah, that's a great scene. And so Paul Newman, like, mm-hmm. he, to me, he's one of my maybe all-time favorite silver screen idols, so to speak. But a great scene and a great movie. I rewatched that about 4 years ago, maybe. And it's kind of funny, Todd. There's a scene in the middle of the movie, and I can't remember the name of the actress, but they play Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and Paul Newman's just riding around on a horse. It's like the only song in the movie. Go on, but it works. You know, it's
right?
So iconic and cool.
Let's talk a minute about, besides being a great actor, he later became kind of away more or less from being in front of the camera, although maybe he never left it, but focused much more on his directing side of it. Won an Oscar, correct me if I'm wrong, as a director, and then got a lot of philanthropic activity, very environmentalist. He and Jane Fonda, of course, were one of my favorite films was Electric Horseman because it had Willie Nelson in it, and I just like the story of the whole thing with Jane Fonda. They were great on and off the screen for many years. But he started the Sundance Film Festival, which we used to have a Sundance Theater here in Madison. But talk about what he did to help filmmakers who might have never gotten a shot had it not been for Robert Redford.
I mean, the fact that there's probably 15 film festivals just in Wisconsin now in 2025, you can probably thank Robert Redford for. Like, he started and it wasn't the first film festival ever, but Sundance became such a destination for movies. And, you know, all these festivals started popping up afterwards. Now it's sort of not even really an independent film festival. It's just a big, you know, they'll screen anything. But
Right. Yeah,
he started that with great intentions. And he started the Sundance Foundation and all this Sundance Institute. He did win an Oscar, like you said, Todd, for Ordinary People for directing. And he also won an honorary Oscar in 2002 for directing, acting, producing, kind of a lifetime achievement thing, mm-hmm. but also for the fact that he started the Sundance Institute. So, he was an environmentalist his whole life and an activist. Just, you know, it would have been really interesting to see him as a modern day famous actor with social media, because he seems so above that, mm-hmm. as did Paul Newman and all these older stars. And now we know everybody's dirty laundry and where they stand on everything. And I think, you know, you and I are the only ones that don't have sex tapes floating around out there. Like, it's just...
I don't either.
Robert's disqualified himself there. <yeah. laughs>
It's not too late, Aaron. But, you know, it's just... I really miss that. And maybe it's not fair to judge him against modern day. I joked about Ryan Reynolds, but, you know, he was philanthropic and he was a business guy, but it wasn't like... He wasn't hawking every product or his gin and his every... He was a true artist.
That's so well said. And I think... Not to get political, but I mean, I think we talked earlier, I had Jim Nance on a clip. He was on the SI podcast talking about, you know, if we're a sports announcer standpoint, you don't have to have a hot take on everything. Just do your job. And I think that's another lesson from Robert Redford. You don't have to go out there and be in the middle of everything. Do your job and do it well. And that'll be enough.
It's so true. And it's the day-to-day. It's focusing on... Like Tony Goldwyn once said, like, you know, he's a Metro Goldwyn, MGM. He's a Goldwyn, Samuel Goldwyn's grandson. And he said that in his family, it was always about your work. It was always about the resume and the library you compiled and work you could be proud of. And it's, you know, it's just about if you keep the focus on the work, you don't have to worry about all that other stuff. Now, I know it's competitive right now, like, you know, kind of what Jim Nance said, you have to keep yourself out there, and that's how people do it. So it would be interesting to see if he would have had a different career under those times. But I'm glad he had the career he had.
Can you come back after the break, Pete?
Yeah. All right, I thought it was a sleepover.
Fantastic.
Am I wrong?
More Pete Schwabba after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
herbal aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The John and Gordy Show.
Pam Yonke. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Very fine, fellas. Normally, the Department of Agriculture in Madison has got open ears, but man, I am getting, you know, even me, they're giving me pushback. And that crap, frankly, boys, just doesn't happen to me anymore these days. What do you mean you're not going to talk to me? You really? Only got me to talk to.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
How about those French horns and flugelhorns in that as well, right?
You've got to love it.
Yeah. Willie Nelson there, the great Willie Nelson. That is a song, My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys. One of my favorite songs anyway, but that was in the movie The Electric Horseman, starring Robert Redford and Jane Fonda. Robert Redford passing away today at the age of 89. And here to discuss his life and times, once again, the host of Nightlight every evening from 6 until 8, Pete Schwabe. I don't know why, Pete. I was still fairly young, but I remember seeing it. I was just enthralled by it. And I liked the story that here was this rodeo guy who was taking care of his horse. It was more important to steal this stud horse for rodeo because it was being shot up with hormones or whatever, and releasing it, you know, $1 million horse or whatever, just put out the... And Jane Fonda played, for those who don't know, the reporter who is on his case trying to tell the story. And of course, they, you know, things happen and fall in love. At one point, my favorite line from that movie, I think, I can't say it verbatim, but he and Jane Fonda have to sleep out a tent or something like that while they're trying to save this horse. And he gets up in the morning, he's like, oh, and she's like, what's the matter? And he goes, some of my parts of my body wake up sooner than others. And I feel like that today.
You know, it's funny. I was, when I was a kid, I saw that movie. I don't think I really understood it. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, my favorite line from the movie, it wasn't my favorite line, but it kind of made me go, people do that? Like, he was saying how what he had for breakfast every day, and she said, what? And he said, steak and eggs. I'm like, what? Right. Like, I was used to Fruity Pebble. Who has steak and eggs for breakfast? Like,
cowboys.
So that was kind of interesting. But, and that song, and talk about icons, man, when Willie Nelson goes, that's going to be a bleak day.
Don't say it. I saw him last year. He was here at Bree Stevens Field, and it was the second or third time I've seen him. And I mean, he's 91, 92 at least.
91.
And as of last summer, I mean, his fingers were still picking, and he still had the pipes.
Yeah, I was at the show too. Basically, it took him a song to warm up, and then he was great.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool.
Peace. Well, let's get this in so we don't forget. What's coming up on Nightlight tonight from 6 until 8?
Tonight, I'm going to talk about the Dialogues Documentary Festival in Milwaukee. Susan Kearns from Milwaukee Film will join me at 6:35. We'll talk to Susan for a bit. It's a great festival. Milwaukee Film does such an amazing job. It's a great program, a great organization. And then I've got a guy who I've been trying to have on the show for a while. Trapper Shep will be with me, and we're going to play a couple of his songs, and he's going to join me over the stream. And just a great guy. I don't know how familiar you are with his music, but he found a Bob Dylan song that was going on. It was an unfinished song called Wisconsin, and he kind of saw it online and finished it and arranged it and sent it in, and Bob Dylan gave him the go-ahead to release it. So he basically co-wrote a song with Bob Dylan, and it's called, he named it On Wisconsin. But Trapper has a new album out called Osborne, and there's a song on it called Loaded about the pharmaceutical industry. He is great. So I'm very excited to talk to Trapper.
That's fantastic. I can't wait. I'll be listening in, as I often do, as I try to do, from 6 until 8. You can also hear Pete on the Civic Media app from 6 until 8 as well. Home station WGBW Green Bay. You can hear him across the network every evening from 6 until 8. Pete, a couple minutes left here, a minute and a half or so. Just final thoughts on what Robert Redford meant to you as someone who comes from the entertainment world.
You know what, Todd, honestly, I've been in the business, but I'm mostly a fan too. And I just, I never met him. I don't know him. I just know his work. And I like that. I like knowing what he left behind. Like, people, oftentimes celebrities get criticized. Oh, Frank Sinatra, he had affairs. Or, people always looking for something to judge people or find something negative. And I just want to say, you know what? Do you know how much joy Frank Sinatra's music has brought to people? Do you know how much joy Robert Redford's career and movies have brought to people? Just be quiet and follow, and look at their art and look at the legacy they left. And that's certainly the case with Robert Redford.
I well said. I couldn't agree more with what you just said. I would add, for me, I think it's what you said earlier, Pete, is that obviously never met him, never knew him, whatever, but just from afar, watching him work and appreciating what he created, and seemingly, and we've seen it in a couple of these stories, going to bat against bigger interests and saying, no, I believe in this and I'm not compromising. And that takes guts. Right. And that takes some balls, I'll say it, and some fortitude, but to say, no, if they don't want to give in, I'm not going to do that. To believe in to truly believe and to put that out there on the screen for the world because you believed in it. That's a lesson for me.
And it's that sounds easier than it is. And going back to social media, Todd, I hear all these people that, like, they make these statements and, like, you know me, I say it how I feel it and all that kind of stuff. It's like, that's not hard to do on social media when you're using an avatar.
Yeah.
I mean, when you actually have to do it against big entities, whether it's a movie studio or a $1 billion corporation or whatever, it takes, like you said, I won't be as risque as you, Todd, but it takes major guts. And he had it. He was a great artist and seemingly a really good human being.
Yeah, I could not agree more, and he'll be sorely missed. But the cool thing is, people like this pass, their work still lives. And we can still go back and watch The Sting and Butch Cassidy, The Sundance Kid, and all of his other work. And that's the legacy that we could all learn from. Pete Schwabe, thank you so very much. And I'll encourage everybody to tune in tonight from 6 until 8 with Pete and his trusty sidekick, Conrad.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for asking me to be on. I love being on your show.
The feeling is mutual. You're welcome anytime. Thanks for taking the time, Pete, on a busy day for you. Really appreciate it. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. This is Todd saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Tyler Robinson set to make a virtual appearance in court this hour to face charges in the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray says they're seeking the death penalty.
Because we are seeking the death penalty, the defendant will continue to be held without bail in the Utah County Jail.
Prosecutors alleging Robinson confessed to his roommate and partner in texts that he did it. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Utah.
I don't know if we have seen an alleged murder with such specific text messages about the alleged murder weapon, where it was hidden, how it was placed, what was on it, but also it was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect, a very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love.
This is ABC News.